The leader of the Islamic Revolution says the Iranian nation is capable of turning the year ahead into the year of opportunities. In the speech at the congregation of thousands of pilgrims at the holy shrine of Imam Reza in the northeastern city of Mashhad on Thursday, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei felicitated the Iranian nation on the start of the new Persian year, which fell on the birth anniversary of Imam Ali, and said despite the worrisome comments of those who only tend to warn against the threats, the new year is the year of possibilities.
من معتقدم سال 1398 به توفیق الهی سال فرصت هاست، سال امکانات و سال گشایش. البته اون کسانی که اظهار نظر دیگری میکنند و هی تهدید به رخ این و آن میکشند، دانسته یا ندانسته تحت تأثیر رجز خانی های دشمنان این ملتند.
The leader also pointed to the empty threats being pronounced by the enemies during the past year and stressed the only problem facing the Iranian nation in the year ahead is the economic ones and the challenges of livelihood of the poor. Ayatollah Khamenei said part of the problem arises from measures taken by Western powers, including the US and Europeans, and part of it originates from internal shortcomings and mismanagement. The leader also noted that the ongoing sanctions imposed on the Iranian nation are actually opportunities to reduce dependence on oil exports and to draw more focus on development in all areas of the Iranian economy. He then referred to the research trend at academic circles on running the country without oil revenues and pointed out the achievements in defense capabilities as successful experiences to reach self-sufficiency. On enemies' ongoing economic warfare against the Iranian nation, the leader said, "We are obliged to defeat the enemy, but the defeat must be completed by creating economic deterrence." He said creating such deterrence requires total ceding of any support or help from Western countries, as they proved in the past that we cannot expect such support from them.
این حرفایی که من میزنم به معنای قطع رابطه با کشورهای غربی نیست. ارتباط اشکال نداره، دنبال روی اشکال دارد، اعتماد اشکال دارد. من میگم اعتماد نکنید. شاید بسیاری یا بعضی لااقل از مشکلات ما ناشی از این است که به غربی ها اعتماد شد. در مذاکرات گوناگون، در قراردادهای گوناگون.
The leader of the Islamic Revolution once again blasted the U.S. for unilateral withdrawal from the nuclear deal and the Europeans for failing to meet their obligations under the deal by raising different excuses. Ayatollah Khamenei also described the financial mechanism by Europe as a bitter joke, as it is dissimilar to what it was supposed to be. On the recent New Zealand terror attack against Muslim prayers, the leader of the Islamic Revolution condemned the gruesome act and said that Western authorities and media must take the blame for the terrorist attack. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in a video message after the start of the new Persian year, has said economic issues still remain atop the country's priorities. Ayatollah Khamenei offered congratulations on the occasion of Nowruz and named the new year of 1398 the year of boosting production. Ayatollah Khamenei hailed the nation's reaction in the face of the severe political and economic sanctions imposed by the US and Europeans and underlined that Iranians have foiled the enemy's conspiracies with their fortitude and due insight. The leader of the Islamic Revolution also said people's position in the economic confrontation was manifested through an increase in scientific and technical innovations, a substantial jump in the number of knowledge-based companies, as well as the vital infrastructure and fundamental products. The leader then referred to the inauguration of new phases of the South Pars gas field just a few days ago and major Bandar Abbas refinery as manifestations of Iranians' pride on the international stage. He added that in case the efforts lead to tangible results in the course of the year ahead, the economic problems facing the Iranian nation will surely be resolved. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, at the end of his message, wished prosperity and happiness for all the nations who celebrate Nowruz.